We've traveled quite a distance along the east coast of the United States. We're now in Virginia. You're looking at the site of Jamestown, Virginia. Jamestown was the first permanent English settlement in America. In the spring of 1607, settlers from England chose this spot on the James River to build a colony. John Smith, one of their leaders, called it a very fit place. Wrong! The land was swampy. Mosquitoes made life miserable. They also carried a disease called malaria. By summer, many people were sick. They were also hungry. The forests around Jamestown were full of food, but the colonists didn't know how to find it. By fall, many of the colonists were dead. For many years, the pattern continued. New colonists arrived each spring. By winter, most had died. But in 1612, things started to get better. The colonists found a crop that grew well in this area. It was tobacco. Virginia tobacco sold well in England. The colony began to make money. As you learned in Chapter 3, a Dutch trading ship arrived in the Virginia colony in 1619. Its cargo included 20 Africans. They'd been taken from Africa by force and were sold as workers. By the mid-1600s, Africans were being sold as slaves in the American colonies. My ancestors were Africans. They were brought to the Americas in the late 1600s. They were forced to work as slaves on large farms. It's time to leave the trawler now and get on the bus for the next part of our journey.